Pacific nations are gearing up for a boost after World Rugby decided that players will be allowed to switch national teams from next year. Prior to the new change, once a player had represented one country at international level, they could not turn up for another unless they utilised an unintended sevens loophole. The revised regulation will apply from the 1st of January, where a player must either be born in the country they want to change to or have a parent or grandparent born in that nation. Our sports reporter Tale Anderson joins me now. Kia ora, Tale. Big news from World Rugby. What's the reaction been like from the community?
Well, I think initially shock, disbelief to begin with, because, you know, people have been really sceptical about whether this proposal would get through and get a fair hearing, especially when 75% majority was needed for it to be adopted. So, you know, unions, particularly Samoa and Tonga, they've been wanting this for a long, long time. Former Manu Samoa lock Dan Leo, who was the CEO of the Pacific Rugby Players Welfare, he's been a huge advocate for this, for this change to happen as well. So now, just to hear that they've made the change, there's a lot of excitement. Coaches, players and fans, you know, everyone's getting really excited about what this means for Pacific Island rugby and who could potentially be playing for Samoa, Tonga and Fiji next year. And here's what head coach of Manu Samoa, Seilala Mapusua, had to say about it.
A little bit of disbelief followed by relief, I think, is the best way to describe it. And then just a real real sense of satisfaction, I suppose, especially working on this on this amendment and seeing all the hard work that's gone on in the background to get it to where it is now. I'm really proud of the people that have put in the work and got this over the line.
Just backing up a bit, explain this rule again to me, Tale, and the change and what it means for Pacific Island rugby.
Yeah, so prior to the change, once a player had represented one country at an international level, they could not turn out for another unless they utilised like an unintended sevens loophole. So, you know, this revised regulation that's coming in on January the 1st next year, a player who is born in the country they want to change to, or if they have a parent or a grandparent born in that nation, they can make the switch. So a lot of players are eligible now. And what it means is that teams can field their best players. Yeah, so when you look at the list of players eligible to play for Samoa now, you've got the likes of Julian Savea, Victor Vito, Lima Sopoanga, Josh Ioane for Tonga. You've got, Charles Piutau, Israel Folau via Fifita, Salisi Rayasi. I think he could represent either Fiji or Samoa now. So I spoke to the Ikale Tahi coach, Totai Kefu, and this is what he had to say.
It really, it transforms our team. We'll bring in players of the calibre of Charles Puitau, you know, George Mwala, Israel Folau. I mean, those three, that's just the tip of the iceberg. Those three playing for you, it just transforms our team, makes our team straight away really competitive.
Are there any concerns about what this means for homegrown players? How do they benefit from the ruling?
Yeah, I think there might be some opposition from other emerging nations who prioritise the selection of homegrown players. But after speaking to Totsai and Seilala, they don't think that there's going to be any negative effects of what this means for them. Because, you know, when you look at the past campaigns they've had, the World Cup qualifiers, they played against each other in New Zealand this year, games against the All Blacks and the Māori All Blacks. The talent is already there, but if you add some of these players that are eligible in there now, it's just going to lift the team. And here's what Seilala Mapusua had to say.
It's not like there's going to be a lot of wholesale changes in the team. And if anything, a lot of those players are at the tail end of their careers, so to speak, except for a guy like Josh. But having access to players like Lima and Stephen Lotua, it's not just their playing ability, but the value that they'll add to the group in terms of their experience and leadership, and also what they'll be able to bring in terms of passing on their knowledge and growing, helping develop our local players. So I see it as a massive positive.
So it's good news for the men's teams, definitely. Can we expect to see some big names turning out for the women's teams as well?
Of course, you can't forget the wahine. I think it's especially exciting for the Samoa women's team, the Manusina. They've got their World Cup qualifier to look forward to next year. So there's going to be a few former Black Ferns and Wallaroos who could be putting their, you know, their jersey on in a few months' time. I spoke to the Manusina head coach, Ramsey Tomokino, and he says it couldn't be any more timely.
There's the likes of the Justine Laviers who are still playing, you know, who knows? You know, they would add value to our team. You know, there's also Victoria Nafitali from Northland who could potentially, you know, hasn't been in the Black Ferns for a while. You know, again, it's a player that would add massive experience and potential to the team. You've got, I think there's Monica Tangawai from, I'm not sure when she last played for the Black Ferns, but she hasn't had a look in since.
And what about players? Have any players started putting up their hands already with this news now?
Of course they have. So Lala and Toto actually said players, you know, as soon as that news came out, congratulated them and kind of, you know, let them know they'd be all in. I think there's a really high chance that we could be seeing former All Blacks first five Lima Sopoanga donning a Manu Samoa jersey at the next Rugby World Cup. There's already, if you go on online on social media, there's already photos of him wearing, edited wearing a Manu Samoa jersey. So everyone's pretty excited about it. So yeah, Lima Sopoanga missed an opportunity to switch his international allegiance to Samoa in the Olympic qualifying event earlier this year, but he missed out because he had actually already planned to come home to New Zealand to visit some family. Then he joined the Cook Islands coaching staff for their World Cup qualifier against Tonga. So he's kind of in a position where he could choose either Samoa or the Cook Islands. You know, his grandparents were both born in either Samoa in the Cook Islands. His brothers actually represented the Cook Islands this year, and he's got some big decisions to make. But he did tell me that Seilala had actually already sent him a message today just to let him know that his eyes are on him, and here's what he had to say.
It's a real moment to sort of be in, to get to choose which way I could potentially go. So it's not an easy one for me, but I know for sure that I will be putting my hand up for one of the island nations, 100%. You know, if I'm fortunate to be at the next World Cup, you know, I'll take that blessing with two hands and give it everything that I've got.